Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2475, Almond Butter versus Peanut Butter, Which is Healthier? By Natalie Butler with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Almond Butter versus Peanut Butter, Which is Healthier? By Natalie Butler with Healthline.com. Both peanut butter and almond butter contain a similar amount of nutrients, though peanut butter is typically higher in protein. Almond butter often contains a high amount of vitamins and minerals. Peanut butter has been a staple in the American pantry for decades, but lately, other types of nut butter, such as almond butter, are starting to gain in popularity. This recent trend in the nut butter market raises the question, which nut butter is the healthiest? While the price of almond butter is typically higher than the price of peanut butter, does that mean it's healthier? When faced with so many options, making the healthy choice isn't usually crystal clear. We'll break down the nutritional content of both almond and peanut butter to determine which one has the bigger health advantage. Just remember, it's the whole package of nutrients, not just one or two, that determines how good a food is for your health. Almond butter versus peanut butter. Nutritional comparison. For a quick answer, both nut butters do have similar nutritional value. Almond butter is slightly healthier than peanut butter because it has more vitamins, minerals, and fiber. Both nut butters are roughly equal in calories and sugar, but peanut butter has a little more protein than almond butter. Calories. Most nuts and nut butters are about the same in terms of calories per ounce. 2 tablespoons of either peanut butter or almond butter contains just under 200 calories. So if your main concern is with calories, there's really no difference. However, all nut butters are considered high in calories relative to other foods, so be careful with how much you're spreading on your toast. Winner, it's a tie. Healthy fats. Almost all types of nuts contain a large amount of fat, but that doesn't mean they are bad for you. The type of fat is the most important factor to consider, and this is where almond butter has a slight edge over its peanut counterpart. Both almond butter and peanut butter are high in monounsaturated fat, the type of fat linked to a reduction in heart disease and better blood sugar control. Nonetheless, a 2 tablespoon serving of almond butter contains roughly 25% more monounsaturated fat than the same amount of peanut butter. A serving of peanut butter also has over twice as much saturated fat as a serving of almond butter. While saturated fat isn't necessarily harmful in moderation, too much of it can raise your cholesterol, which can increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. Winner, almond butter. Vitamins and minerals. Almond butter is the front runner again once you look more closely at the vitamin and mineral content. It contains nearly 3 times as much vitamin E, twice as much iron, and 7 times more calcium than peanut butter. As an antioxidant, vitamin E helps stop the development of plaque in your arteries, which can narrow them and eventually cause a heart attack. Calcium supports the health of your bones, and iron is essential for your red blood cells. Peanut butter isn't necessarily lacking in vitamins and minerals. It has plenty of vitamin E, calcium, and iron too. It just doesn't have quite as much as almond butter. Both peanut butter and almond butter contain a healthy dose of potassium, biotin, magnesium, and zinc. The winner? Almond butter. Fiber. Fiber makes you feel full faster, which may help you maintain a healthy weight. It also helps lower your cholesterol. Luckily, all nuts contain fiber. When it comes to fiber content, almond butter once again comes out on top compared to peanut butter. 2 tablespoons of almond butter has roughly 3.3 grams of fiber, while 2 tablespoons of peanut butter has just 1.6 grams. The winner? Almond butter. Protein. Nut butters are a great source of vegetable protein. As it turns out, peanut butter has a small lead over almond butter in terms of protein content. There are 6.7 grams of protein in a serving of almond butter and 7.1 grams of protein in a serving of peanut butter. In comparison, 1 large egg has just over 6 grams of protein. The winner? Peanut butter. Sugar. This is where it gets tricky. While almond butter has less sugar, natural almond butter and peanut butter are both fairly low in sugar overall. Be aware, however, that some brands of nut butters are sweetened with added sugar. Whatever nut butter you decide on, aim for the natural version. In other words, check the ingredients label and make sure sugar isn't on it. Winner? It's a tie. What the research says. Research has shown time and again that people who regularly include nuts or nut butters in their diets are less likely to have heart disease or type 2 diabetes than those who don't eat nuts regularly. Research also suggests that regular consumption of nuts doesn't contribute to obesity, despite the fact that nuts are high in calories. Most studies find that the type of nut or nut butter doesn't matter. For example, a study conducted in over 6,000 women with type 2 diabetes found that eating 5 or more servings of either nuts or peanut butter per week significantly lowered the risk of cardiovascular disease. The takeaway. On a strictly nutritional basis, the verdict is that almond butter is healthier than peanut butter, but only by a bit. Given that almond butter is a harder hit on your wallet, unless you have a special preference for almonds, peanut butter is still an excellent healthy choice. If you're really not sure, alternating between the two is a perfectly reasonable solution. Just remember to choose a nut butter that doesn't have any added sugar, partially hydrogenated oils, also known as trans fats, or artificial ingredients. The label should have just 1 ingredient, peanuts or almonds, and maybe a pinch of salt. As with any type of food, moderation is key. If you're convinced that almond butter is the way to go, or want to experiment with the vast array of nut butters available, you can try making your own in a food processor, or buying in bulk online to cut down on costs. You just listened to the post titled, Almond Butter versus Peanut Butter, Which is Healthier? By Natalie Butler with Healthline.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, what about this idea that peanut butter is pro-inflammatory, meaning it increases inflammation throughout the body? This is not true. First, let's remember that inflammation throughout the body is a bad thing. It means the body is under stress. Long-term stress or long-term inflammation increases the risk of many diseases from head to toe, like dementia, cardiovascular disease, cancer, arthritis, and so on. Many studies have looked at whether peanuts and peanut butter increase this stress or inflammation in the body, and repeatedly, they found they do not. So if you're worried about inflammation, there's no need to stay away from peanut butter. And just as today's author, Natalie, mentioned, when choosing a peanut butter or almond butter, or really any other food, find those that don't have any trans fat and are limited in sugar and artificial ingredients. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.